Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Rum Burgundy Podcast. It's fun, but how? Rum Burgundy Podcast.
Welcome to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. My name is Ron Burgundy. Last time I checked in the phone book, and here I am with some other people.
It's just me. You're here with me, Carolina.
And is it Carolina or Carolina? How do you pronounce that?
It's Carolina.
It's so funny. You just have one of those faces where someone can know you for years and forget everything about you in 1 second. And I mean that as a compliment. It's very poetic, actually.
I think that's rude. I think that's very rude.
All right. You know what? I was going to wait till later to bring this up, but...
What?
Carolina, I just need to tell you this.
What?
You have a piece of dried bean, like a pinto bean skin on your tooth.
Oh. Okay.
Must be your from your breakfast burrito.
I wish you had brought it up earlier, actually.
I mean, is that rude? Should I not have told you?
No, I don't know why to tell me on air, but 1 second. Just let me get it. Okay, it's fine. Just let's move on.
Oh, you did not get it, sister. It moved into the house next door. It looks like someone knocked your other tooth out. Or are you embarrassed?
Can you stop?
About the bean on your tooth?
No, that's enough. We have a little bit of a situation today. I mean, there's nobody in the studio due to social distancing.
Yes, social distancing is key. But the social distancing guidelines have put a real damper on my parties for like a year.
Well, it's almost over, and...
Can I be frank with you? My last fondue night / neighborhood orgy sucked. I could only invite one person, and I was torn between Patrick Dempsey and Bo Derek.
Oh, interesting.
But neither of them answered their pagers, so I ended up just having November's Playmate of the Month come over, and we ate a bowl of melted lukewarm fondue cheese and made love silently. I think I coughed. It was awkward because there are usually 60 other people in the room, but that's social distancing for you. Oh, great. Big brother. Wish he'd social distance a little bit. You know what I mean? Is that what's making the sounds? Big brother in the microphones? I mean, everyone knows that, you know, when they've tapped your phones, there's that clicking sound, right?
I don't think that's Big Brother. I actually don't know what that sound is. 1 second.
Carolina, don't play footsie with me. That's inappropriate.
I'm not...
your boss, but furthermore, I'm also out of your league. I'm much more attractive than you.
I didn't try to play footsie with you. Wait, I think... Is there something under the desk?
What in God's name is it?
Oh, my God. Okay.
What?
Don't move.
Carolina. Carolina, what is it?
Okay. It's a raccoon.
Oh my God. Oh, I knew this day would come. I knew this day would come.
You did? Wait, I don't know how it got in here. You know what? It must have crawled through that hole you kicked in the wall.
Is it still in there?
Yes, it's still in here. Ron, there's actually nothing to be afraid of. We can take care of this.
Get it the hell out of the studio. Does anyone have a tranquilizer gun?
No, why would anyone bring a tranquilizer gun to the studio?
Well, for one, because it's in my contract. I'll be talking to my lawyer about that.
Wait, I'm so sorry. What's in your contract?
Ever since we had that bee in the studio, I explicitly made sure that there was language that there will always be at least 6 tranquilizer guns on the premises of a Ron Burgundy appearance at all times.
For safety.
Yes. This is for the safety of the crew and also for my own protection.
Oh, my God. Woo! Okay. There's no tranquilizer guns, Ron. I guarantee you this raccoon is more scared of you than you are of it. And I'm looking at it. Oh, my God. It looks a little confused. Oh, but it's not threatened or anything.
You are so naive, Carolina. It makes me sick. That's exactly what the raccoon wants you to think. It's luring you into a false sense of security. Don't look at its eyes. It's trying to form a bond with you. And that's when it will attack.
Ron, it's literally just sitting here in the chair. The one you usually sit in, actually. It's kind of cute. I'm sorry.
Are you comparing me to a raccoon, Carolina?
No.
That is disrespectful. I am nothing like a raccoon. They are untrustworthy creatures. And that's why they're always wearing bandit masks, stealing trash. Have you ever seen me wear a bandit mask? No, because I'm a man, not a raccoon. And if I were an animal, I'd be a hawk. No, part hawk, but with the beautiful teeth of a beaver and with the memory of an elephant and the hair of a bison and certainly have a nice ass, too. So whatever animal that is, you fill in the blank, I guess.
You know, I wasn't implying that you were a raccoon. I have seen you eat leftover birthday cake straight from the trash before.
Okay, never mind that.
I've seen you eat coffee cake from the trash.
Yes.
I've seen you eat cold cuts from the trash.
Okay. We're not going to talk about that. It's not important right now. So what are we dealing with here? Can you get a good look at its genitalia?
I'm not seeing its genitalia. I haven't looked at a raccoon's genitalia before, so I don't even know.
Just remember, its front paws are extremely dexterous. Carolina, are you wearing perfume?
No, I'm not wearing perfume.
Of course not. Do you have any you can put on?
I have some at home. I don't have any with me. I don't know why.
Okay, forget it. I was just hoping that cheap mall perfume you wear would help cover the smell of fear in the room. I think it's called something like Retired Showgirl.
No, first of all, my perfume is not cheap, okay?
Don't tell me you're paying a lot of money for that stuff. Wow, you're getting ripped off. It smells like glass cleaner and old tangerine.
Okay, secondly, I'm not scared of the raccoon. If it smells any fear, it's coming from you. I'm sorry to say that, but you
so
are freaked
out. So no one has a tranquilizer gun? No one?
No one's here, Ron.
This is absolutely insane to me. What about a taser?
No.
Or a cattle prod? Did you bring a cattle prod?
No.
Does one of the nerds in this office have one of those really expensive Star Wars lightsabers? Oh, my God, it just moved. Look, it thinks it's so cool. I hate how cocky he is.
You know what, Ron? Honestly, I think it's just a waiting game, okay? I'll order some food, and I'm pretty sure we can just lure it out of here with, I don't know, a lunch order or something.
So let me get this straight. Your plan to deal with that ferocious beast whose genitalia you can't even identify is to buy it one of your chopped salads or order it a damn rack of lamb? It's an omnivore, you idiots. Do you want me to put a call into Dan Tanis?
If you're that scared, just stay where you are and don't move.
Listen to me, Carolina. The raccoon coming in here, it's no accident. It came in here for a reason. A very specific reason. It came here for revenge.
You'll have to explain. I'm not following.
Did I ever tell you about my hit and run?
Oh,
it was 1973. I was driving down PCH towards Malibu, listening to John Denver after a bad breakup. Rocky Mountain, you know the drill. Anyway, I was eating a burger and smoking a Lucy cigarette, and I must have gotten distracted.
Why don't we do this story off the air?
And then, splat, a raccoon across my windshield.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I get out, I cry for a good 30 minutes, say a prayer, and give it a proper burial.
I mean, that's actually really kind of you. I wouldn't think that was necessary.
And as I lay him to rest, I heard something else. That's when, over my shoulder, I saw a baby raccoon waiting in the brush, staring at me with one tear running down its cute little... I'm trying to finish the story! Stop scuttling! I'm talking about you! Anyway, I just knew it was his son. And he looked at me, and I knew what he was saying.
What was he saying?
I'll remember you, Ron Burgundy.
You got that from him.
Yes.
I'm so sorry you went through that. I don't think that it's related.
Okay, well, you don't sound like you're taking this seriously. What is that? Wait, what is that sound? Did it puncture you, Carolina, in the neck?
No, I'm sorry. I'm fine. It's just grabbing at the microphone. Jesus.
Do not give that raccoon a podcast.
What?
I swear to God, if we start letting animals host podcasts, the press and animal rights groups will be all over us.
I'm not going to give the raccoon a podcast. I don't even think there's anyone who would listen to it. I don't think a raccoon could manage a podcast.
I don't know. I mean, there's people on YouTube that do this thing called USSR, where they scratch things and make sounds with their mouths, and the videos are very popular. Millions of people watch them.
That's ASMR. I'm not sure how scientific it is, but I do know that it's very popular.
Can we try doing ASMR on the raccoon to lull it into a slumber so it can be safely removed from the room?
I don't know if that will help at all.
So you're just sitting there doing nothing? Carolina, tap your fingers on the mic and see if it calms the raccoon. Obviously, don't use the same mic the raccoon is holding. It'll bite your fingers off.
I'm not going to use ASMR, okay, to try and get this raccoon out of here. I'm not.
Just do it, Carolina!
You know what? Fine. Scratch, 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 scratch.
Is it working?
No, in fact, I think it's actually bothering the raccoon that we're making these weird sounds.
Okay, I did not want to do this because I was saving them for a special occasion, but someone grabbed my car keys. In the glove compartment is a set of poison blow darts. It's in a black case. If you open it and it looks like something from a James Bond movie, you found the right thing. Bring it to me.
Why are you carrying poison blow darts in your glove compartment?
Relax, Carolina. I have a permit.
I'm not going to allow you to shoot a poison blow dart at this innocent baby raccoon.
It's innocent? Breaking and entering? Stalking? Harassment in the workplace? It tried to play footsie with me. You think that sounds innocent? Well, then I'd hate to find out how you spend your weekends.
Listen, we're going to stop for a commercial. Hopefully, we'll have this figured out by the time we're back, okay?
Don't look at its eyes. It will hypnotize you into thinking it's your friend. Trust me, I've had it happen before.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back on the Ron Burgundy podcast. Thanks for sticking with us today.
I have a few things to say. One is the night of August 14th, 1973 is one that I'll regret for the rest of my life. I hit a raccoon that night, and his son is here to kill me. Now, Carolina, will you get the damn raccoon out of the studio?
I'm trying, Ron. It's actually jumped off the chair, and it's just curled up in the corner. You know what? I really think if we just called one of the iHeart guys to drive over here and they could pick up some supplies and we could just pick it up and we could release it back into the wild and—
No way. No way. There's not a damn chance I'm endangering a member of my crew in here with that wild beast.
Well, I'm in here.
I know, Carolina, and it breaks my heart, but in war, there are sometimes casualties. Now, did you learn any self-defense moves in your last Zumba class?
No. It's just a raccoon. I don't have to use self-defense.
Okay, I have a new plan. I'm going to ask that you edit this part out of the podcast, but are you familiar with Agent Orange?
That is the toxic chemical they used in the Vietnam War.
Okay, good. So you know it. I happen to have a very small supply in my tool shed. We don't need much, but let's bring some back here and just toss it into the studio.
That's illegal.
Right.
That's illegal.
Right.
So we can't do it.
Right. Let's edit this part out of the podcast. Keep it on the low low. That way nobody ever has to know this raccoon or his father or what I did on the night of August 8th, 1973.
I thought it was August 14th.
To be honest, August 8th wasn't my best night either.
Oh, wait, look. The raccoon is sleeping. It looks like it's sucking its thumb. Oh, maybe it misses its mommy.
Well, I didn't touch its mommy. And no, it's not sleeping, Carolina. It's playing dead. It wants you to think it's sleeping before it attacks your face and scratches your eyeballs out. It wants to send a message to me. And thank God it's going to use you first.
I don't think the raccoon's that conniving or even thinking that far in advance.
Okay, listen to me. You need to get in that raccoon's head. It's playing dead. Carolina, lay down on the floor and you play dead too.
I'm not laying down on the floor.
It's our only option, unless you want to use the poison darts in my glove compartment. But again, I'd really like to save those if I can.
No poison darts. Okay, fine. I'm going to lay down on the floor, and this is really stupid. This is really stupid. But if it's the choice between this and the James Bond darts, I'll choose the floor.
It is a choice. Okay.
This is really stupid. This is so stupid, but fine. I'm going to lay down on the floor.
Are you laying down?
Yes.
Okay. What about now?
Still nothing, and I'm on the floor.
God, this raccoon is a smart little son of a gun.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Something's happening.
What's happening? Is it spraying urine as a defense?
No, it's not.
Okay, because I am.
Ron, come on.
If this raccoon wants to get into literally a pissing contest with Ron Burgundy, it's going to lose.
You're going to the bathroom in the corner?
I am. I'm marking my territory. That's all I'm doing.
Just hold it.
Okay.
Okay. It's getting up. I can see it moving. Okay, Ron, don't freak out, but it's making its way to your gym bag.
Go to commercial.
What?
Go to commercial right now. People should not hear this.
Ron, just look at it. It's fine.
I can't.
Just make eyes with
it. I don't want to look at it.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, we are back. Just to update everyone on the situation, there's a raccoon in the studio. I'm refusing to look at it because I don't want to make eye contact. It's currently, according to Carolina, rummaging through my gym bag. Carolina has taken refuge on the floor and is doing absolutely nothing to help.
You told me to get down on the floor. This wasn't my decision.
Do you have eyes on the beast? And remember, do not make eye contact.
It's just kind of going through your stuff. It looks like it's trying some stuff on.
Okay, well, there's a gun in there, but it's not loaded. Damn, that's my fault.
I'm just gonna call that a blessing in disguise.
I am sorry, everyone. This is one of the worst things to happen in a long time. I can't think of a tougher situation in recent times than what's happening right now.
Ron, Don't say that. That's not the case.
Carolina, I just thought of something. Move your head around. Maybe it will think your hair is another raccoon, and it will try and mate with you, mate with the back of your head. And then as soon as it's on your head, just run out of the room and dunk your head straight into the toilet.
No. No.
Wait. No?
Hold on. It looks like it's eyeing the door. It's going to leave the room, I
think. Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God. This is so cute. It's got one of your ties in its mouth.
What?
It has one of your ties from your bag in its mouth. It looks like it's ready to scamper out of here.
What color is the tie?
It's red.
Carolina, listen to me. Do not let that raccoon leave the studio with that tie. That's a $1,600 tie.
What do you want me to do? Try and grab it from the raccoon?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's on the move. Oh, my God.
Get the tie, Carolina.
I can't reach it. I think it's walking away with the tie, Ron.
Well, that's theft. I don't know if it's a felony, but with the breaking and entering, we will definitely be filing a police report. And if I have to get this raccoon in civil court, I will. I'll get him in the tiniest, cutest raccoon handcuffs.
Oh, look, look, Ron.
Yeah.
The raccoon has left the studio, okay?
Are you sure?
I'm positive. There's no longer a raccoon in the studio. It's safe to look.
Okay, Carolina, listen to me. I have texted Julius, the parking attendant, to deliver my blow darts to me.
Okay, if that was necessary.
And I'm just warning you, if I see anything that looks like a raccoon come back in here, I'm going to have to use them. And you know me, I act on my impulse.
Okay, just open your eyes. I'm going to get up and wave my hands around, and you'll know definitely I'm not a raccoon.
Okay, I will open my eyes, and even though I know it's just you and I in this room together, you really need to wave your arms to let me know that you're not the raccoon.
Okay.
Okay? Because this is a very high-stress situation. I would hate to know what my level of cortisol is right now.
Sure. That's normal, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to open my eyes.
It's fine. Everything's safe.
And I'm opening my eyes. And, okay, you're right. The raccoon is no longer in the studio. Sorry about that, folks. We had a little technical difficulty.
I wouldn't count this as technical difficulties, but yeah, as we said, there was a raccoon in the studio.
Yes.
I think you overreacted a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It didn't have to be like that.
The guilt, you know, has gotten to me over the years, and I do want to apologize for urinating over there in the corner. My apologies for whoever has to clean that up, and since there is no other staff here.
No.
That probably...
I'm not going to do it.
Has to be you.
That's disgusting.
Okay. So, I'm here. You're here.
Yes.
What do we have on the show today? So glad I came in today instead of us doing this over Zoom.
I would have loved today over Zoom, actually.
Do you remember the kids show Zoom on public television?
Yes. That's it.
I wonder if those kids who were the Zoom gang, do they get a little, you know, cashish every time someone organizes a Zoom meeting?
I can't imagine they do.
I hope they do. Because those kids were mesmerizing.
They were great.
I remember one time they all ate saltine crackers and they tried to whistle. It's impossible. It's impossible. Try it at home.
Well, let's get back to our show.
Yes. So today we are interviewing Bruno Mars.
No? He had a very tight window, and yet again, we were dealing with a situation in the studio. So, I don't know, I'll call his manager. We can try and get him back another time.
Yeah, right, like that's going to happen. He's too busy. Man, I had really great questions ready for Bruno Mars. Look at this one I wrote.
Want to come to a fondue orgy?
No, not that question.
Okay.
There were more questions. I wasn't just going to ask him that.
This is the only one, yeah. How about a thank you to me for dealing with the raccoon in the studio while you shut your eyes the whole time?
Thank you, Carolina. You handled that like a real pro. How did the raccoon get in the studio in the first place?
They opened up a virtual Instagram petting zoo downstairs. I think it may have climbed up from there.
What is a virtual Instagram petting zoo?
I guess during COVID, you can't really go to a petting zoo, so they just post pictures of the animals on Instagram. And if you hit the like button, that's like petting the animals. It's so sad.
That sounds really unfulfilling.
Yeah, really depressing.
That's supposed to be a substitute for a petting zoo?
I don't know. They're making like 50K a sponsored post, though.
Good to know. Well, Caroline, I just want to be upfront with you. I always had a small stash of poison darts on my person.
Okay.
I have a special panel sewn into each and every suit jacket.
So you always have them on
you? I always keep them on me, and I just have to be careful not to prick myself.
No kidding. That sounds so dangerous.
Bye-bye, baby.
Yeah, hospital time.
Hospital time, which is what I'll do to you if you get near my trunk. Trunk of my car. Not my caboose. But seriously, if you try to put a hand on my caboose,
yeah,
it's hospital time also. Unless you're a beautiful woman.
But if I try to put my hand on your caboose?
HT.
Hospital time.
Yes. I'm really sorry, but that's all the time we have for the Ron Burgundy podcast this week. We want to thank you, all of our wonderful listeners, our army of listeners out there. If you're like, oh, God, it's back.
It's okay.
It's back.
It's okay.
I got this.
No, don't take those out.
Nope. I got it.
No, put them away.
Stay still, raccoon. Stay still.
Ow! Fuck.
Oh, no, Carolina. Oh, that's okay. I have an antidote on me as well. Nope, I don't. Oh, Lord, we only have 45 seconds to get you to a hospital.
It's hospital time.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.